Well, with all due respect to my producers, it's never looked more beautiful inside the KSRO studios. Aww. I think I'll be forgiven for that. With us is Miss California 2018, and Mackenzie Freed is here. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hi.
And also Miss Sonoma County 2018, Tyler Avery Lewis.
Hi, Miss Kerrigan. It's nice to see you again.
Do you promise me one thing, that by Monday you'll start calling me Pat?
Never.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'm just going to have
we
to
hang our hats
that.
On formalism here.
I was going to say it's very important to me that I keep that respectable banter amongst us.
Okay. Well, I'll talk you out of that next week. We'll talk about that next week. So this is, this is really your final full day with representing Sonoma County and the state of California tomorrow night. Things change for the two of you. Tyler, let me ask you first, how are you feeling about that change?
I'm not crying. You all are crying. I'm not stressed out. You all are stressed out. I'm not anxious. Y'all are anxious. No, I'm excited. I'm excited to see who our next Miss Sonoma County can be. And you have seven lovely, wonderful, great potential candidates who are ready and willing to fill the job. However, I am slightly sad to see myself have to take off this crown, not because of the hardware or, you know, the awesomeness or the perks that comes with the job, but just being able to be the face of this county has been such an amazing and wonderful experience. And, you know, it's been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that, you know, I'm never going to get again, but to God be the glory, I did it.
Not this particular opportunity, but you don't know what opportunities are headed your way.
Whatever the Lord has for me, has for me.
And Mackenzie, let me ask you how you feel toward the end, very near the end of your reign.
Well, I still have about 4 months left. So
oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, till the Miss California
yes.
Pet.
Yes. So, yes, but ma'am. That is near. That is near the end. And it just feels like, I'm sure that you can attest, Miss Tyler Avery, that it's a very bittersweet feeling because we work so hard to achieve the goals and become the title holders that we wanted to be when we were competing. And it's really the end of an era. And at the same time, you know, you're really excited for the woman who's going to step into your shoes and fill the role. And like she said, all of the women who come across every stage at the local and state level is really incredible. Like, they are the most ambitious and driven and talented women that our state has to offer.
And among the busiest for the next year.
Yes.
That's for
well,
sure.
Well, she can attest to that. Tyler Avery can attest to that.
Yes.
Honey, I don't know how many things I've seen you at. I think I go to a lot of events.
It's been a lot, but as of today, I will have reached 157 appearances, which
wow.
means I broke last year's record. My goal was 180, but
she's not competitive at all.
No.
I mean, honestly, I didn't do it because I wanted to be better than anybody. I just wanted to better myself. I always like to challenge Tyler Avery, and I didn't meet the highest expectation, but I'm proud of myself.
Coolest thing about being Miss Sonoma County for you?
I would have to say being able to talk to everybody, being able to meet the movers and shakers of Sonoma County, getting, you know, meeting you. I think that was pretty awesome. I hear you all the time on the radio, and next thing you know, I get to sit across from you at a table, and we have a witty, friendly banter, but it's always about respect and just being able to know everybody. Being that friendly face, whether I'm in crown and sash, is always something that I wanted. So,
yeah, I'm kind of anxious to see what you look like without that thing on. Mackenzie, best thing for you about being Miss California?
Oh, my goodness. I got to go to Atlantic City, New Jersey, and compete for Miss America, which is the most incredibly out-of-body experience that I have ever had in my entire life, but it was amazing. And Atlantic City, New Jersey is the birthplace of Miss America. It's where it began in 1921. So getting to go back to where Miss America
originated.
Started. Yeah, where it originated.
With and no bathing suit competition
correct.
This year.
Correct.
You know.
Yes. But I got to walk on the same boardwalk that, you know, the very first contestants in the competition walked on.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was the coolest experience. And I've had the opportunity,
there.
Yes, but I've had the opportunity to do so many things over the course of the last 8 months. And I think very much so, like what Tyler Avery said, just the opportunity to represent the place where I was born and raised is the biggest honor that I could have possibly asked
Lodi.
For. Lodi, the state of California. I've never lived anywhere else. So this is really, truly home for me.
Okay, I'll ask you each this next question. And I hope you'll be honest with me. What's the most challenging thing been over the course of the last year?
Are
you
asking me first?
Let's ask Tyler Avery
Lewis
first.
Being tactful. I get told all the time I lack tact.
This is why I can't wait to talk to you on Monday. Exactly.
No, I loved being Miss Sonoma County, but there are a lot of, I wouldn't say restrictions, but you definitely have to be really careful about what you say, how you say, how you appear, where you appear. I couldn't go to school in sweats and a t-shirt without somebody saying, like, aren't you Miss Sonoma County? And I'd be like, yeah, but I have dance class. I'm a dance major. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be that juxtaposition of just being normal that I'm kind of looking forward to. But at the same time, it'll be interesting. I'll tell you that.
Boy, it sure will be. Mackenzie, what about for you? Most challenging?
I think that, as with any title, the most challenging part is going to be the self-initiation, because any title that is offered in this organization, it really is what you make of it. And you have the opportunity to really pursue every opportunity that is presented to you or not. And this job is not easy, nor Miss California, nor Miss Sonoma County. It's really a job that you make a lot of sacrifices to be able to do it.
Yeah, you give up a year, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, and you're kept extremely busy, and it's all about how you take advantage of and maximize your time. So I think being dedicated to that for an entire year and really sacrificing a year of your life is probably the most challenging part of the job, but at the same time, the most rewarding.
Agreed.
And having watched this from the outside looking in, especially for the last couple of years, I would have to say that no other opportunity affords someone the chance to meet, get to know, and have them get to know you with people who make a big difference in our community or in our state.
Absolutely.
I mean, there really is no other opportunity like it, just by virtue of the numbers, the number of times that you're out there interacting with people who may have a big impact on your life moving forward. Would you agree?
Yes. But the organization as a whole truly has such a big impact on every woman who comes through the program. We are the largest provider of scholarship assistance for women in the entire country. So obviously, the Miss California organization is the largest provider for women in the state. And I can honestly say that my years competing in the organization have given me so many more skills and opportunities that I have gotten to take advantage of to bring myself to the point in my life that I am now. Like, I was working full-time before I became Miss California, and I can honestly say that I would not have landed that job if it wasn't for the skills that I had learned through competing in this organization.
Yeah, I don't doubt that a bit. And the connections you must have made, Tyler.
Oh, definitely.
Over the course of the last year.
Unlike Mackenzie, Mackenzie has been gracious enough, and she has the testimony to tell. She's been in this since she was an outstanding teen. As for me,
I actually was not a teen.
Oh, excuse me.
I was not a teen. I did start when I was 17, though.
Oh.
I did.
My bad.
No.
Awkward.
You're so fine.
But
I was technically 18.
But
see?
But
they haven't even relinquished the crowns yet.
She's been in this organization for a few years. As for I have been in this for only 1 year. I met my executive director in a KFC. I was getting ready to quit my job. You know, I was doing the normal pre-adulting adulting. However, being in this organization, the Miss Sonoma County organization, as well as the Miss California organization, has opened so many doors. I'm not the most friendly person, but now
She's
I
lying.
Have a lot of...
She's
like, however, I have a lot of friends.
Either,
I have made so many business connections. I have a lot of people who I can count on. I've had people like you, Miss Kerrigan, to mentor me and kind of build me up along the way, and like Miss Kathy and Mr. Giraldi. So it's a perpetual state of just growth, and that's what I really appreciate.
I mean, we just came from the Family Justice Center fundraiser breakfast, and she's giving hugs to all of the city council members.
Oh, yeah.
Is on a first name basis with all of them. So I mean, I've only been in Sonoma County for less than 24 hours, but I can see the opportunity and the connections that you've been able to make over the past 365 days. And dang, girl, she's been busy.
Thank you.
And let me add to that the Miss Sonoma County program and the Miss California and by extension, the Miss America program will afford you those unique opportunities, you know, over the course of your engagement with it. And what's also true is that the persons that you are the ones who will take that experience and take those connections and make them work for you once the crown is off and way off, too.
Agreed. I can honestly say I have so many letters of recommendation waiting for me when I start to apply for my collegiate success when I graduate from the JC. So it's basically just it's amazing, the, you know, the small talk, the dialogue, the hugs, the cheek kisses, you know, that really build you up, the rapport. And I wouldn't be where I am without it. And that's all thanks to the Miss Sonoma County organization, the Miss California organization, and, you know, my committee. So thank you all.
And it's been an honor to have you represent us, Tyler. And again, I'm going to invite you back in here maybe a month from now. And then we're going to sit down and we're going to talk down and dirty. Ooh, all right?
Lord.
And you're just going to have to get used to that. Ooh. And I'll tell you why I want to do that. Because among the many surprising things that I've learned about Tyler was happened during her appearance as one of the hosts, hostesses, host persons of the Women's March, which took place last month. And if you think that that pageant activity is all she can talk about, you are dead wrong, because she had the entire square on their feet with her inspirational and motivating words. So good on you for that, Tyler.
Thank you, Ms.
Number
Carrigan.
One, and I think that is just the shape of things to come for you.
Hi. But I will say, though, that I have had the chance to get to know Tyler Avery over the last, a long time, over the last
yes.
year. Yeah.
Yes.
And I can honestly tell you that, yes, there's always more to the title holder than the crown and sash, but what you see with her is really what you get. Like,
yeah.
She is the same person with the crown than she is without, and I think that genuine authenticity is what makes her so special and the reason that she is such an incredible Miss Sonoma County.
Authenticity, indeed. Mackenzie Freed, congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
Not quite a year
yes.
Of representing
Don't
the state
rush
of California.
Me, Pat.
No, honey. You got 4 months to go. You're good.
And I'd also like to say, while she's tooting my horn, I'm going to toot Mackenzie's. Mackenzie
oh,
Freed happens to be one of the best women in the Miss California organization, not to mention the Miss America organization. And before she had given up her title in being Miss California, she was a great Miss Treasure Island. And along the way, she built me up, and we had quite a rapport from orientation at
we
state
did.
Till, you know, we got to where we are now. So thank you for being my friend, my supporter, my colleague, my boss. She likes to say she's
no,
not my boss.
I am so not her boss.
I can see
boss.
Why she would say that.
She's
I
my
am
boss.
I am so not her
you
boss.
Know?
All
but,
right, no, break it up, break it up. I got to break this up for the moment. But Tyler, thank you for representing
you.
Us. And I look forward to a conversation with you in this studio a month from now, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, she says yes. Let's write that down. Ladies, thank you very kindly.
Thank you.
Tony Giraldi here from the Miss Sonoma County competition.
There we go.
And thank you for being here, too, and bringing these two great ladies. Can't wait to see what you do next.
Thanks
Can
for
I
having
say
us.
One thing? I also just want to say thank you, Sonoma County, for the support, the love, the dedication, and thank you for letting me live out my dream.
We're not done yet, by the way. We're not done yet with you. I'm just saying, moving forward.